I assume, Ivan, that you were encouraging the photographers in the film to talk about about themselves. I mean, Leah talks about the pregnancy for the twins, and Kate talks about the process of both photographing the athletes on the field, but also of going through her contact sheets and making decisions about photographs after the fact. So that must have been something. I'm sorry. Now I'm addressing both of you, all three of you. But Ivan, you must have wanted the photographers to bring something of themselves. You say to Kate very early on, what does this photograph say about Kate Joyce? So you must have encouraged them to talk about that.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So to follow that up, was this something that you were prepared for? Did you know that
does
you were going to
like
be?
A...
It did seem like it was a surprise to you. So was it a surprise to both of you that you were asked to look at yourselves, talk about yourselves so much through the process of this?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think. You know, from my experience, I mean, you know, that Ivan came to my house and we're at my
uninvited.
Studio.
Uninvited.
Yes. Uninvited. But that was about a 3-hour interview that gets condensed down to, I don't know, a couple of minutes maybe at most. So, you know, I think that speaks to Ivan's skill at editing. I mean, clearly, you know, I think he did a really beautiful job and condensing that 3 hours of all over the place. At the same time, you know, you know, getting me to talk about this really personal, you know, way of thinking about my pregnancy and all of this, and you know, in the end, how it relates to baseball and this idea of time and the importance of that. But I think I had no idea that was going to come out of my mouth when I agreed to have an interview with Ivan about the film, you know, about my process. I thought I would just be talking about my work. So I think, you know, that's a skill of his where he can get us to talk about it and then figure out, like I said, in that 3 hour of interview, how to condense it to this really beautiful, poignant, you know, little piece. So.
Was it intrusive for the two of you working as photographers, having him behind you with the camera?
No, I mean, I actually don't really remember you being there. Huh. I think I think that again speaks to his, you know, ability to be able to capture all of that. I mean, I had no idea he was capturing all of that. Mm-hmm. I was just working, you know, so I wasn't aware of what he was doing, and he was just working. You know, in the same way that he's getting these really beautiful little pieces, that opening piece that you have of those two girls, you know, comparing their heights, that moment, I think, is, like you said, it's just about seeing and waiting and watching, and if you don't spend the time, you're going to miss those moments. So I think for all of us, we were really in that space of waiting and watching and in our own little world, and yet trying to uncover this big, huge world of what's happening all around us. You know, it's like overstimulation to the max, I think, you know, in the ballpark. So no, I wasn't even really aware of what you were capturing.